You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Following months of deadlock negotiations, around 50,000 teachers are striking today across the country, holding rallies in dozens of centres, calling for better working conditions. I spoke to Dr. Paul Hayward, Associate Dean of Teaching at Auckland University, about the strike, the current condition for teaching staff, and what specifically teachers are wanting addressed. I started out by asking what contract changes the unions representing teachers were seeking.
So I think there's a pay to keep up with inflation and cost of living, and there is a request for more support in terms of learning support with students who present with a range of different social and academic issues. So that would be teacher aides, teacher assistants. There's a request for more leave from kindergarten teachers. So they are some of the basic requests from the unions.
Some teachers have raised issues like only having 10 sick days for one of the most illness-prone sectors in the country, along with general funding issues and high work demands. How pushed are teachers currently in their roles?
I think teachers are incredibly pushed in their roles. If you look at the statistics of the occupational groups who got COVID and had were off work with COVID, teaching came to the top. So we do have a workforce that has been hit hard by COVID-19. We also have a whole, and with that come, we're dealing with children who have not had, particularly in the primary sector and in secondary, who have not had a regular education for the last 3 years. And some of the environments which some children have been working in and learning in are not ideal and have led to a whole range of issues that teachers are needing to deal with in schools at the moment.
Education unions have said that the current situation for teachers is making the sector unattractive here. How are current conditions for teachers affecting turnover?
Well, I can talk to both recruitment and retention. So in terms of people wanting to come into teaching, we've seen a drop-off in applications into initial teacher education across most of the universities in New Zealand. And that's really concerning when you're thinking about maintaining a teaching workforce. So we definitely have issues attracting people into the profession at the moment, which is a real shame because it's a fantastic profession. But the pay, particularly for beginning teachers, is only a little above minimum wage. And for people trying to, start their professional careers out, hold down their accommodation, basic living conditions, it's a tough ask. And you do need to ask, should that be the case for a professional who has done specialised training to become a teacher? In terms of turnover, we do see a high rate of turnover in teaching after 5 years. So people become exhausted with the work, and they have a range of skills as a teacher that are rewarded elsewhere in the private sector. So I think it is tough for people in these service roles to maintain that energy when they often aren't remunerated, and there's often a lot of kind of negative press around teaching, and I don't think that's helpful either.
Yeah, it does feel like there has been a strong pushback to demands from teachers for increased pay and better conditions, which is a shame because it feels like a sector that has been repeatedly underfunded, and a lot of these issues are kind of chronic and have come out, and it's a bit of a vicious cycle where schools will be underfunded, teachers won't stay on, and conditions there won't increase.
Yeah. If you look back to the kind of 1970s, you had a situation where your basic scale secondary school teacher was on the same amount of money as a backbench MP. Well, that's certainly not the case in 2023. So. The service professions, I call them, the work that is done by nurses and teachers and social workers, people don't go into these professions to make millions, but they go into these professions to serve their communities, to serve their societies, to make differences to the lives of people, and at least make a living, a comfort, a comfortable living, and that's not happening at the moment. And if we want good people in schools, and we have fantastic teachers out there, and working at the University of Auckland, I'm continually impressed by the quality of the people we have coming into our programs. But you know, the numbers don't lie. The number of people coming in this time of full employment is really declining, and I think you know, recognizing the pay and conditions of teachers is something that this government really needs to think about seriously, and I hope things move forward with these negotiations.
That was Dr. Paul Hayward on today's teacher strike and teacher working conditions.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.